What's going on, everyone? You're listening to episode 48 of True to Size.
What is good, CGS family, and welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the amazing world of sneakers. I will be your host today. Snickers? My name is Alvin Quincy, and I am joined with the rest of the family, Joel the Duneberg Hernandez.
Aloha.
And of course, the littlest broski, Lawrence L. Doggy Hopkins.
Salut.
Hey. So I know you guys heard like a different voice as the intro.
A deep voice.
New voice. That is the voice of a guy that I've personally known and has possibly influenced my sneaker game early on as a child. He is our cousin, Kuya, to the Keith. What's good, guys?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Thanks for being here, man.
Why are you putting on your like sexy voice, dog?
It's not. It's
that's like, that late night R&B radio station voice.
It's my phone voice. It's how I get the ladies.
your customer service voice?
So sorry, ladies. He is getting married in the summertime. So as much as his voice is sexy, you're going to have to wait in line for a really long time. Possibly forever.
I'm getting married, not buried. No, I'm playing up.
Aaron, I'm so sorry.
It's only been 3 minutes. He's already ruining a marriage.
He's already in trouble.
All jokes.
Love you. All right, so on today's show, aside from Keith's soulography, is that good? You like that?
I like that. Nice.
Solography. Exactly. So we're going to be taking a look at some upcoming collabos. A custom that broke the internet for all the Justin Timberlake fans, aside from Lawrence, because
I didn't even know.
He didn't even know.
I don't have Twitter.
And then Puma teasing some new tech and possibly a questionable release. I don't know. We'll talk about it. But first,
fire round.
Nice.
There it is.
I'm back, baby.
Hey, it's back. I'm back. So we like to start off every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question is from No, it's just Bob.
What's his name?
Oh, nice.
I think it's just Bob.
Oh, okay.
Bob.
Is it Bobby?
Or Billy.
Just Bob.
Robert.
So his question was, not sure if this has been asked, but what inspired your IG alias? I wanted to answer this was, we can each say what inspired or how we came up with our, and then we could talk about Canada Got Soul.
Mm-hmm.
And then, So Keith. What inspired
it come from?
At Mr. KT?
To be honest, it's kind of cheesy, but I'm a true like Justin Timberlake fan. So his first album, there was a track with Timberland, and Timberland's just kind of like, Mr. JT.
Mr. KT.
Yeah. So what happened was I was out somewhere downtown and it came on. Mm. And I was with my boy Ed, and the song came on. He's like, yo, Mr. KT. And it just kind of stuck. Yeah.
So. Sick, bro.
Yeah.
So I'll kind of go with mine. I got Mr. Q-Mart from Mr. KT.
Did you actually?
Yeah, I was like, it was such a struggle for me to try to find like an IG name.
Really?
And I saw Keith, so I'm like, yo, he's like my idol, sort of. He's like a bigger brother.
I'm a mister.
Mr. Q-Mart. And I was like, I kind of sound like a supermarket.
It does sound like a supermarket. Yeah.
That's how I got mine. Kuya Joel?
The way I got mine is, it's pretty much almost the same as Keith's, but it was like my homie at work, he would always call me like Dune. Like, yo, what up, Dune? And it just stuck. Like,
from where, though? Just out of nowhere?
Just out of nowhere. And it just stuck. And it just kept calling me that. And then it just went with, you know, Joe Dooney. That's how it came up.
True.
So if he called you Miguel, you'd be like...
I'd become Joe Miggs.
Joe Miggs. I guess it's my turn.
Yeah.
Definitely is.
Yeah, so like when I first started at Foot Locker and when I first met Alvin, a bunch of people at Foot Locker started calling me El Doggy. Same thing, out of nowhere. I don't know where the hell it came from. Yeah, I don't know where it came from.
That was me. Yeah. I was Filipino. I just
had to give me
random names for
people. The white guy with the long hair, a really hood name.
I think it was me and Wendell.
Yeah.
Wendell was out there.
Exactly, too. Yeah. So that kind of stuck for a long time. And I was like super against the whole Twitter, Instagram thing. Yes, I think it actually started on Twitter. I was like, Twitter's stupid. It's just Facebook. Yeah. Like, it's the same shit. Clearly, I was wrong. But then I actually vividly remember we were on the streetcar. I think we were actually going to a sneaker event. We were with Wendell, Alvin, all of us actually. I think we're there. And I was like, hey, I'm going to get Twitter if I can think of a really cool name. And we were like brainstorming, like, what goes around El Doggy, El Doggy, El Doggy. And there was Wendell actually.
Wendell, yeah.
He was like, what about El Doggy Styles? Yeah. And it was like a mic drop. It was like,
yeah.
That's it. So that, and it just stuck since then. And yeah, yeah, now here we are. I wish it wasn't that, but it is.
Sick. Now, yeah, do you wanna talk about how we did the whole Canada Got Soul thing?
That's all you, bro.
What?
That's all you. That's all you, bro. Go ahead.
It was both of us.
I know, but I want you to tell it.
All right. So essentially, we were sitting in my parents' basement. I think it was right after one of the sneaker shows we did.
Sounds about right.
I think it was after the one that Cleveland was there.
Cleveland got soul.
Yeah.
And real talk, that's where we got the name from. Cleveland got soul. We're like, man, if Cleveland got soul, Canada does too. Literally, no. We tried to talk about other names, but they were also dumb.
Yeah.
It was like Canada got or Canada's kicks or
yeah.
Canada all those are just fire kicks. Yeah. Or, it was really we weren't feeling it, and then. One of us said Canada Got Soul, and we looked at each other with, like, the widest eyes with love. And, yeah, that's when Canada Got Soul was born.
Nice.
Pretty sick.
In his parents' basement.
Yep.
On Valentine's Day.
It was on, yeah.
It was Valentine's
Day. Coming up.
February 14th.
Our anniversary is coming up, bro.
Anniversary.
So thank you, No It's Just Bob, for that question. If you would like to submit a question for the fire round or have a... Oh, wait, no. Ooh. And have us answer it on the pod. Please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com.
Thanks, man. What was his name? Robert?
Robert. Bob.
No, it's just Bob.
No,
right?
It's just Bob.
It's just Bob.
It's just Bob. No, it's just Bob.
It is now time for CGS Picks.
Picks.
So, each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, give our thoughts, and update y'all about. Then we decide if it's a poop, scoop, a whoop-de-whoop, or my personal favorite, which is apparently trademarked.
Yep.
Just cute.
Just cute.
Yeah. So we're going to start off with El Doggy Styles.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So my pick this week is a pair that I really hope actually releases. Mm. It was seen by the one and only Russell Westbrook a couple days ago, I think.
With the thing?
With the thing.
The box? Not even the box, like the care.
Yeah, with yeah. the whatever you want to call packaging. It. Yeah. The Super Soaker Westbrook Why Not 0.2.
Sick.
So just off the bat, like the Westbrook, the first colorway of the Westbrook 0.2 has been one of my favorite basketball shoes for a couple weeks now. Like as soon as I saw it, I was like, yeah, this is it. And I'm actually writing a review on it as we speak. I started it earlier.
Sick.
But to be honest, the colorway of the Super Soaker, I guess it's being dubbed, is kind of meh to me. Like, it's a lot of white, and I don't usually do white shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But the packaging, man, like, they absolutely hit it out of the park. Yeah. So if you guys haven't seen it, Westbrook was basically just spotted carrying what would look like you would walk into Zeller's and see, like, a cardboard packaging for a water gun with, like, the white zip ties holding it in place and everything. But it was the shoe zip tied to like cardboard packaging, and I saw it and I was like, holy crap. Like, that is absolutely sick. So hopefully it gets a release. I highly doubt it would actually come out with that packaging, but if it does, I think that is a scoop for me.
Oh yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Like that kind of storytelling and that kind of like 90s nostalgia for me is like, yeah, you got me easily.
Super dope.
So yeah, I'm gonna go with if it comes with the packaging, scoop.
Scoop.
The scoop. All right, so now we'll go with my pick, which is the New Balance X Concept 997S. So the 997S silhouette was made popular by Ronnie and his collabo with Ronnie, our boy Ronnie.
Oh, friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Calby's like, Calby's like cousin or something.
Yeah, cousin. Yeah, I think they're related.
Yeah, something like that. Blood cousins or whatever. So anyway, they're coming out with a 997S of their own. So my personal favorite of that specific silhouette is the midsole and how they kind of restructured it and kind of made it look a little bit more cooler.
More cooler, indeed.
More cooler. And then this was literally just a tease. It wasn't even the full shoe. Like, all we saw was, like, the back of the shoe, and it's, like, a purple. It's, like, a concept
yeah.
colorway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Concept always comes out with some dope colors.
Shout out to Dion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Dion released like a teaser, and man, it's dangerous.
That's it.
Yeah, so if these drop, or if these come to Canada, or if I can somehow find them somewhere,
sell yourself for a pair, whatever it takes.
I will figure something out. And these are definitely a whoopty mother
whoopty scoop
scoop. Whoopty scoop. Never poop. You know what I'm saying?
Never ever. Nice. Poop. We never poop.
Because of Joel.
Never poop.
What you got?
So what I got is
As soon as the podcast starts, Joel like gets asthma or something.
I know,
like,
man.
He can't stop coughing.
I wasn't coughing upstairs, man.
It's
upstairs,
just really stuffy down here.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's a lot of body heat.
All these damn shoes. But anyway, so my pick was the Overkill by Adidas Consortium ZX 10.000C. I can if I want.
Yeah, you can.
It's that collabo. It is a crazy collabo. Unfortunately, it's only available at the Overkill store.
Europe,
which really
right?
sucks.
Europe, yeah.
Europe. So, it's pretty much like it's Team Overkill's like their favorite colorways of you know, past ZX mm-hmm. models, right? Mm-hmm. And it's pretty much like a what the, you know, ZX.
What the ZX?
Pretty shoe. And
sold me.
It comes with a third shoe. That's the weird
part. Oh wait, what?
Pretty cool
what?
Part about it.
Please explain.
Yeah, so you get the two pairs, the okay. two different pairs, right?
Yeah.
The pair
like
shoe.
A left and a right.
A left and a right, yeah. Both different shoe, different
colors. Mismatched looking. Okay. Yeah.
But then they throw in a third one.
That packaging is
now
so
the third
funny.
One you could like, you know, I think you could either trade it out with another person to get
oh,
you know,
the
right
you, like,
shoe,
oh,
yeah,
oh,
to get the
funny.
Proper shoe or whatnot, but it's a pretty crazy.
That's kind of cool though.
Pretty crazy drop.
Is it a left yeah. foot or a right foot? The actual one. Or
that
it's
I don't
random.
Know.
Is it just
probably
random?
A random.
Random
or
is it like
foot?
A mid? You can wear it on both feet. Like
you can yeah. just see forums go ham. Like yo, who has the
yeah,
left
who has this one? Who has this one?
Seriously, right?
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
So but that random pair is like the best colorway.
Oh, for sure.
That's definitely like the craziest one.
Can you imagine? But yeah, so it drops, you know, February 9th at Overkill. For 220 euros. I don't.
That's like at least 900
Canadian. Like 500, 900.
Yeah, $1,000
between there. Yeah. yeah. Between 500 and $1 million Canadian. Yeah.
So, yeah, I gave it a no.
A no?
Because only because it's no. only it's only available no. at the store.
So, no, guys.
Joel just came up with a new rating.
Yeah, yeah. No.
It's no.
Joel's new favorite.
It's
no. no.
Sounds
it's
like
a whoop,
it's confusing Joel.
Whoop the no.
Whoop the no. Oh, man.
Man.
Damn. Well, great picks.
Yeah.
Sorry that was just a no, Cuzzo.
I know, damn. Man.
Oh, no.
Damn. Oh, no.
So now it's time for This Week in Kicks.
Kicks.
So we have a whopping six? Yeah, six things to talk about.
That's a big one.
The first one on the docket was actually courtesy of our special guest at Mr. KT, aka Kuya Kit.
Kuya Kit?
Kuya Kit.
Like oh, Ronnie.
Like Ronnie. Hey. So he, something on Instagram, I can't remember if he tagged me or whatever, but it was JT's custom Jordan 3s that I received for his birthday. And essentially, it's like a red plaid with elephant print, and it's like beautiful.
It looks like it's all plaid. And it, but they like made the elephant print like plaid as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they got like a red buffalo plaid shirt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when they put that on like the toe box and yeah, it just looks, it honestly, you can do it with like a wool three.
Yeah. It looks like the base is a wool
yeah.
three. For
yeah.
Sure.
So yeah.
Sick. Yeah. Cause it definitely, it looked like they definitely painted on
yeah
the elephant print.
Yeah. It looks like the, yeah.
But like even like the lacing, it looks like it's rope.
Mm hmm.
Like yep. just small yeah. details
like
that.
Off white looking, like sail.
Super
sail
dope.
Looking. Yeah. Yeah.
Super dope. I really hope that this is JT's like teasing us.
Yeah.
It's not actually a custom.
Yeah.
The one I tagged you guys into, it showed the back and it had like the Man in the Woods tour instead of like the Nike swoosh.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah. I'll line up for those for sure.
I'm already in line.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'll just join the line. I don't know if I can purchase one. Yeah. It's okay. We'll figure it out.
Just line up.
Alright.
Just line up just to be there.
Oh man. And then so our next thing on the docket is a Nike Huarache Edge by Heron Preston.
Mm-hmm.
Man. So essentially Heron Preston, if you guys don't know who he is, He is an artist, creative director, content creator, clothing designer, and a DJ, who's essentially become a cultural icon. He's worked with Bintrill. He's been a digital producer for Nike, and he's worked with, like, JT. Obviously JT.
Yeah, JT's clothing line for his
Virgil Abloh, yeah, and Ye. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So, I mean, he knows what he's doing, man. And essentially, he made these Huarache edges for the NFL. Like, it's that colorway.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I think it's pretty cool.
I like them.
And they're clean.
I like that they're getting, like, they've realized, okay, designer collabs are selling again after Virgil. And now they're like, all right, let's throw the vault at every single designer. And they're like, let's work, basically.
But I like how he didn't choose, like, a classic silhouette. He kind of went with a newer one.
Oh, for sure. 100%. Yeah. And I'm not even a huge fan of the Huarache Edge to begin with. But he definitely did his thing on this one. Yeah.
I like that it was, like, so the shoe itself is, like, mostly black.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got hints of, like, what was it, blue, yellow, and I think I saw some red in there, too.
Yeah.
Super clean shoe. Really proud. Of my homie Heron Preston, you know, Heron. He's a cool guy.
Heron.
Ooh, the next one's pretty cool. Puma Self-Lace Tech.
Yeah.
Ooh. El Doggy found this one.
Yeah.
Which is pretty dope.
It's kind of ironic because do you guys remember, I don't know if this is completely accurate or not, but a couple years ago, Puma had, I don't remember what it's called, remember the twist laces?
Oh, yeah. The disc. Oh, the disc.
The Puma disc. Yeah.
I love those ones.
That's the first I can ever remember of like a non-normal lacing system on a sneaker, other than like pump or whatever, but that stuff's not really lacing. So I found it kind of ironic that Puma like is introducing it, because if you look at it, it looks a lot like disc lacing. Like it's very thin, like wires pulling a shroud down onto the shoe. But for some reason, when I saw it, I was like, damn, Nike did such a good job making me think that auto lacing was just a Nike thing.
Yeah.
Because I saw it and I was like, biters. But I was like, wait, like this is just a new thing. It's gonna be like everybody's gonna have something literally, like this.
Yeah.
Like it's this exact same thing. Like you can use it on an app, like you can adjust each individual shoe, you can loosen, tighten at will.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know what it was, but I saw it and I was like, damn, like Nike literally brainwashed me into thinking like this is just gonna be Nike.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure the future is that.
Well, so it doesn't help that we're like freaking swoosh heavy.
Yeah, we're very swoosh heavy.
You know what I mean?
We try our best to expand, but we're not very good at it.
No.
Admittedly.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's not our fault. It's fine.
Yeah, good for Puma. Like, that's really cool.
Really cool. I'm liking how they're trying to keep up with all the other brands and like all the new technology.
Like the fact that they've released like the video of like a working model, last week, I think it was. Yeah, previously in Kicks, last week or this week in Kicks, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like that's what, 2 weeks after Nike. So they've clearly been working on this for a long time.
Yeah.
That they're ready to show a model of it. So they're keeping up. It's good. Where's the other brands at? That's what I'm saying.
Right. New Balance.
Adidas. Where are they at? I want to see some self lacing.
It's a sock, no?
That's not self-lacing.
But you don't have to tie.
A slip-on?
It's no lacing.
It's no lacing. No slip-on's been done. I want to see self-lacing.
True. Yeah, Vans been doing slip-on stuff.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, jeez.
Now we're going to say Vans is auto-lacing because it's laces.
Next on our docket is the re-release of the Galaxy Foamposite 1. What do you guys think about this? Like, this shoe was for the All-Star break in what, 2012?
Wait, what did you say? Foamposite?
Sorry, did I say Foamposite? Foamposite what?
Rookie. No, it's the rookie.
The rookie, I think.
Then someone named it the Foamposite one.
I should have picked rookie today. One. I thought it was a Foamposite too.
Yeah, no,
the
my bad.
The rookie, the rookie's coming back. Yeah, but still, it's the Galaxy rookie. Yeah.
But like,
Lawrence,
like, you're the Galaxy man. What do you think?
That's the thing. Like, you would think that I would see it and be like, yeah, sick, cool. But I was kind of like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's one of those things where it was such a huge release, like massive, like cultural shift after that. Like Galaxy is arguably one of the things that shifted, like reselling all those kind of lineups, that thing, like changed a bunch of things.
Yeah.
Whatever year it was, 2011 or 12, and now all of a sudden, randomly, and at the end of February, they're releasing the rookie, just the rookie for no apparent reason, and they didn't announce it. There's no story behind it.
Just like a drop.
Here's the rookie, and like, Canada never got that shoe. Like, the rookie never came to Canada originally.
No?
Yeah, no. The Foamposite did. It was just a couple stores, but the rookie, nobody got it.
What?
And now all of a sudden, I hope they just don't GR it and just, like, beat it up. Like, it deserves a lot better than that, I think.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if the box says anything like QS or...
I think it says QS. I believe it says QS.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a quick strike.
Yeah, it is a quick strike.
They seem like they're going to be limited.
Yeah.
And I did compare them. Like, I've seen both in, like, I have the other one and I've seen the other one in hand. They're similar. The new one is a little bit glossier. It's a little bit more saturated, I guess you'd say. Like, true. The color pops a little bit more. Like, it's yeah. brighter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they, overall, like, they did a pretty good job. It's just, my question is why?
Yeah.
And when you say, like, you're releasing this stuff, it's kind of like opening Pandora's box. Like, where does this end now?
What else are you
what release? Else is, like, coming yeah. down the pipeline mm-hmm. that you're like, just doesn't need a re-release? Yeah. Like, it's too yeah. soon, or you're doing it wrong, yeah. or, like, I don't know. Nike doesn't do it wrong too often, I don't think. Usually they're pretty good with keeping stuff sacred for the most part, but this is just so out of left field for me that I don't know. I'm
now, shook. Are they, do you think that they're dropping it because of the whole, like, the hype about, like, the whole NASA stuff right now?
Definitely possible. Like, yeah. all the, like, you know, with the other stuff. NASA, but the thing yeah. is, all that stuff is already out. Like, it's already come out, or it is coming out. Like, All-Star Weekend this year is whole NASA and space theme again.
Yeah.
But the Galaxy Rookies are slated for, like, late February or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's so, like, out of nowhere. I just don't understand it. Yeah. Like, if there's more story to come, then sure, if they can find something. But it's kind of like when they retroed the Dornbacher line a couple years ago. I think it was 2015 when the threes came back
the
out.
The threes, yeah.
After, like, a four-year hiatus, you're kind of like, but, like, why?
Yeah.
Like, just for what reason? Like, it's dope. Like, for the people who weren't able to get it, like, cool. Mm-hmm. But there's just, I think you need to, for those kinds of releases, you need to attach some sort of meaning to it. You can't just throw shit out there.
You're kind of saturating that.
Yeah, you're just like, it was special, and now it's just like, here you go. Everyone can have it now. Like, I don't know. I'm obviously just saying a lot of stuff because I already have them too. So it's kind of like salty old sneakerhead. Yeah, but
it was like your prized possession for a bit.
Yeah, like that was the first I had that before I had the Foamposite. Like that's what I had first from the Galaxy pack.
Yeah. And
that's what kind of sparked, like, okay, I got to get the rest.
Yeah.
So yeah, for me, it's like, why? Like, it's such a special shoe. Maybe it's just only special to me, but, like, it deserves better than that.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. No, that's crazy. And the next one we're going to talk about is not sneaker related, but kind of sneaker related. So Pusha T teams up with Grailed. So if you guys don't know what Grailed is, it's a site where you can sell off your hype stuff.
It's like streetwear Kijiji.
Streetwear Kijiji, but like expensive, stupid expensive streetwear Kijiji. So he teamed up with them and they're calling it Pusha's Purge.
Yeah, I saw that.
So they're releasing, like, maybe roughly about 100 pieces of his stuff that he's worn. And another cool thing that they did was they did, like, a kind of a mini interview with him. Mm-hmm. Just talk about his style, how it's evolved and how it's changed since he was, you know, with Malice, his duo brother. And then since he's gone to Good Music and how everything's changed and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I looked at it. A lot of his stuff is still hella expensive. It's crazy. But like some of like the shoes, like some of the Yeezys, Adidas Yeezys he had, they're below retail. Obviously they're used, but like, man, still, he's wore them like
once. That's pretty cool
once.
Though. Like Pusha wearing it. That kind of comes down to the talk we had previously. Would you wear a PE? Is that considered a PE? Like, did you buy it because you're looking for a Yeezy below retail, or are you buying it because Pusha T wore it and you're like, this is going in a case now?
I think people would put it in a case.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, Pusha wore it.
I don't know, man. If I got it from below retail, it was my size. He's a size 11. Yeah. He's a size 11. And I don't know. I think I'd wear it, especially if I got it below retail.
Yeah.
It would depend. Like, if he signed it and, like, if he wore
it. Oh, if it's signed and stuff, yeah.
For, like, a monumental, like, performance or, like, a CD release, then maybe I'd, like, put it in a case. But
like if he wore them when he was on stage getting jumped in Toronto or whatever, you'd be like,
I'm wearing that. Pusha T got jumped in these. I'd wear those, man. But I don't know, man.
I think Yachty did that a while back. I don't know exactly when, but he did that. And Yachty has a bunch of Supreme and stuff.
Yeah,
but he was selling it for like market value. Uh-huh. So I don't know if people were buying it because like it's just market value Supreme, or if they're buying it because like, yo, little Yachty, you own this. Like it's mine now. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'd be interested to know the mindset of the people who are buying that kind of stuff. Like, if they're buying it for personal or because it's someone else's personal or because it's discounted. Yeah.
Discount. For sure. That would be my thing.
Mm-hmm. But it depends on your affiliation with them. If you like Pusha T enough.
Yeah. I mean, ever since his beef with Drake, I love that guy.
I've been love Pusha T.
All right. And the last thing on our docket is the Game of Thrones x Adidas collabo. Mm.
I feel like this is really right up Keith's lane.
Word. They're all literally. So you have a pair of Ultra Boost. Ultra Boost, right?
Yeah.
Ultra Boost. As if I don't know.
Yeah.
there's six pairs of Ultra Boost, and each pair represents one of the kingdoms.
So here's the thing. So it's not necessarily up my alley, but like definitely my older brother RJ's alley. Mm. Like he tells me all the time, he's like, I only wear Boost. And I think it's because it's more of a comfort thing.
Mm. Oh, okay.
But I'm personally not a fan of it.
No?
I think the only one I kind of rate is the Stark one.
The red joints? Is it the red one with the gold
like
on it?
Maroon?
Yeah, maroon? I think it's the, yeah, I think that's the only pair. And it's just like, if I see them in an outlet, I maybe will pick them up. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's nothing
special to me.
Yeah.
Definitely a cool concept.
For some reason, I thought you liked Game of Thrones. And
huge fan of Game of Thrones. Oh, are you? It's the colorways.
And I know you have a couple Ultra Boosts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apologies.
We'll talk about that.
Shit.
Solve the wound.
Sorry. We'll talk. I'm not a fan of how it's all the same silhouette.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
If you're going to make it like for different kingdoms.
So you wish they Dragon Ball Z'd it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you need to.
Yeah.
Because like having all the same silhouette, you change up the colors, but you're not really representing each of the kingdoms to their fullest potential.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean?
Like, I just like what they're doing with the massive collections.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's very cool. And the names, like the franchises they're attaching are like Dragon Ball Z and Game of Thrones are like massive.
Yeah. Huge fans of both.
Like HBO, it's easily the biggest HBO show. Yeah. And then like anime, Dragon Ball Z is obviously one of the biggest ever.
Yeah.
So like, bruh, like what's next for them? Like if they do Pokemon and shit like that, like bro, it's over. Ooh. Like some of the collections that they could do, like they're perking up my ears, not because I'm a huge fan of what they've done, but what they could do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what it is too. Like they could have done so much with this Game of Thrones collabo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like if they added like a family emblem on
even
it
just
or
that.
Something.
Yeah, like on the heel or the tongue. Like
I don't know. I just feel like this to me doesn't seem like you put too much thought into it.
It's underwhelming for sure.
Yeah.
When you hear Game of Thrones, you imagine dragons and medieval and
like put some spikes on it or something. Like put it on a different silhouette. Like Adidas has so many wicked silhouettes.
Like imagine like a shell toe, but it's like looks like a dragon or something.
You know what I mean, dog? Like fam. Adidas, hit us up. We can design your shit.
Cut the check.
Cut the check. And now it's previously in Kicks.
Rewind.
So this is when we talk about stuff that we've picked up. If we've picked up anything, guys.
What did you get last week, Alvin?
What did you get?
What did I get? What did we get?
What did we get?
We got.
What did you we get?
You we got the New Balance 997H. Mm-hmm.
Those are fire.
Damn.
They look good.
I mean, first of all, the price point is like 120 mad.
The reasonable. Most reasonable.
Oh, that's it. Hey?
Yeah, and for the quality that you're getting, like, okay, I'm not saying it's like premium, like New Balance quality, but
it's
like
not it's not made in England, made in
no.
USA
quality.
It's not that
kind of quality. But it's better quality than a lot of other things that I've seen on the market right now.
Yeah. Big facts.
And like everything's clean, like no stitching, no glue, like you're getting what you pay for sure, and it's New Balance, and they're mad comfy. How'd you guys like them? You guys put them on foot yet?
So good.
They're comfortable, man. Real comfortable.
They're so good. Yeah. Like that. The shape of them is like perfect.
Yeah.
Like perfect.
Yeah. And the fit. Height,
really good shoe. Perfect.
Keith's gonna buy a pair soon. Sorry, Keith.
Yeah. Keith.
Sorry, Aaron.
Yeah. If you haven't seen them yet,
that's who you should apologize to.
Yeah, for real. If you haven't seen them yet, Alvin has a review up on them.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I do. Totally forgot.
Yeah.
But we got something else last week too.
Did we?
Starts with a C and ends with Uri.
Oh, that was last week. I thought it was.
Yeah, no, I think it was like mid last week. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was after last week's after we recorded last week.
You talk about that one because I talked about this one.
Yeah.
Well, I have another one too, so I was gonna let you take one.
So just keep going.
So last week we were blessed by the Under Armour family with yet another pair of Curry Sixes. Last week, what was it called? The blue one. What was it called?
Underrated.
Yeah, my fault.
I just got it.
The Curry 6 Underrated. So it's basically based on the original Golden State jersey, the navy blue with a little bit of orange kind of hits to it. Really, really clean silhouette. I love the hits of orange is kind of on that string, whatever
like
you want to call it. Yeah.
The boat shoe looking
part
of it. Yeah.
Really cool touch. And it's basically just an ode to him being underrated his entire career. Like he was drafted, sixth round or something stupid? Like super far. I'm definitely wrong.
Yeah, he wasn't
that.
Drafted like where
nowhere near first. He should have been drafted. Yeah.
There was a lot of knocks on him too. Like couldn't defend.
Yeah,
couldn't dribble.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like,
So that's what it's been based on. And then his style of game, like you said, when he got to the NBA, was like knocked upon. Like, this guy is just jacking up shots. Like, he has no shot. What's he doing? And now all of a sudden, look what we're talking about. Like, we're talking about the MVP.
Yeah.
Super clean silhouette. Available now on UA.ca.
Yep.
Thank you, Under Armour. Mm-hmm. Today, another pair showed up.
Hi-oh.
The Under Armour WOE, which stands for Working on Excellence. So the Working on Excellence is a homage to that mindset. It's a reminder that the grind and constant push to be better than you were the day before. Stefan has the initials WOE, which is Working on Excellence, tattooed on his bicep. Yeah. So that one, as soon as I opened it, I was like, is this a Concord? Like, it looks like the blocking is like super Concordish. Yeah. I'm not sure if like Under Armour would love or hate to hear that, but it's a good thing. Like, it's the Concord clean. Is classic. Yeah, it's clean cut, like almost dressy. Like, when you make a black and white shoe, it should be like classy, as Jim Halpert from The Office would say, like de classe. Like, that needs to be fancy, man. And it looks so good. So that pair is super dope. It drops on February 8th. So that'll be the day you listen to this, I think. What day is it today? The 4th? Something like that.
Yeah.
By the time this episode's out, you'll be able to buy it, I think, on UA.ca. So thank you again to Under Armour.
Word.
Thank you.
You guys, Joel, did you pick up anything?
Anything?
No.
Could you get? Nothing you want to share on air? Well,
last week I was able to pick up the Fear of God Skyline 2s.
Oh, nice. My heart stopped for a second. I thought he was going to say
And also the Fear... No, I'm just
Oh, yeah, and those things too.
I actually really like them. I actually like them better than the super hyped one. Just because...
The Fear of God one?
Yeah, yeah. It's just like super simple. I've always wanted a pair of Skylines as well.
Yeah.
I just wasn't agreeing with like the colorways and stuff. But when I saw those...
Very clean.
And they have like a sale color as well. Like all sale.
The black ones? Oh, you got the black ones?
I got the black ones.
True.
But I want to get like the sale ones, but right now those are going for
what was crazy. Did you pay retail for it or because under. The retail really yeah. I was gonna say retail was high. Retail was what, 185 or 200, I think.
Yeah. I went through a for third Skylines. Party source.
Stocks.
Nope.
No.
The Oat app?
The Tom Brady app?
Oat
app? Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Nice. So they were like under retail.
That's crazy. And even after conversion shipping, everything.
Probably just under by like $20.
Dang.
But still under retail. Yeah. That's sick.
Yeah. Very good deal.
Yeah.
Nice pick.
And I had no idea how they were going to fit. So I ordered like true to size and they actually fit great. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
Nice.
The only thing was the Fear of God branding is very subtle.
Yeah.
It's super subtle.
Especially, and I'm not like, trying you to, can't see it.
Yeah, I'm not trying to say you should be a brand whore and you're only buying because it says Fear of God, but you kind of are at some point. Like, you're buying a like Fear of God Skyline.
Yeah.
I kind of want to be able to see it. It is glossy, though. It's very clean cut. Yeah. Very cool.
There are some customers that have made they that wrote it white.
Out. Yeah. That would be sick. Yeah.
That would be so
cool. I'll do that for you, man. I'll give you a Sharpie in my car. Yeah.
I just put L doggy.
Yeah, I'm just gonna scratch take out, it from me for a week and be like, yeah, I'll get back to you next week. And it's just gonna be a completely different shoe. It's gonna have elephant print,
color block, everything.
Galaxy.
Oh my gosh! Now it's time for everyone's favorite segment of the show, E-E-N-E, which that's how we're gonna introduce
like
it.
Like a dolphin.
Shout out to Lion and a Pickaxe for making it errors, edits, and e-messages.
Smart guy.
Making us sound hella smart. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. We got a few. At least I found a few. The first one is from our homie from Hamilton, Michael Williams. He is a avid listener, so he said in
thank
our
you, Michael.
Little conversation here.
Yeah, what up?
I can't remember what we started talking about at first, but he said... also, my man, keep grinding with the podcast and everything. He says that we make his work days easier on Saturdays. He is a bus driver in H-Town. And he's like,
are you supposed to be listening to your headphones?
He's like, man, you guys make my drive so much easier, even though we ain't supposed to have headphones. LOL.
Shout out
to my boy Michael Williams, though.
AirPods. That's AirPods. How you do it. AirPods.
Right?
AirPods.
You don't see the string.
Yeah.
No. Word. Our next one is from our homie Josh Goldstock.
Yay.
He says, FYI, the AJ1s are white and varsity red, not sale.
Are you sure, Josh?
I researched this because I wanted to defend us.
Mm-hmm.
Kicks on Fire says sale. Mm-hmm. Sneaker News, I'm pretty sure it says sale as well.
Yeah, what up, Josh?
Like nice a try. Lot of other sites. Now, I agree with them, though. It doesn't look sale as the regular sale. Mm-hmm. But again, I haven't seen it in person.
It doesn't look so white, though, to me. That's
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean...
We'll see when they come out, I guess.
We'll see, yeah. Josh. We'll see when they come out and we'll figure
this guy
out.
Thinks he can just feed us some chicken and I'll just start forgetting what sale looks like.
Right? Damn, son. And our next one was just, like, I think a conversation that maybe Lawrence had with It's Brian TK. Mm. Or it's Bryant K.
Yeah.
Sorry, I totally said your name wrong. It's Bryant K.
Bryant K.
So he's like, he said, I was in the halftime show. He's talking about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so we posted the picture of the Adam Levine and Travis wearing each a pair of Travis's.
Yeah.
And then I think we captioned it on our story, like all any of us saw during the halftime show, which sucked, by the way.
Yeah. I wasn't
not sucked. It was kind of sucky, but that's it.
Underwhelming.
Underwhelming, yeah.
It just sucked, you know?
Like the game.
Like the game.
Oh, the game was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
That should be an error. That should be under this section. Yeah. It's a good thing we're talking about it. But yeah, that's the context of the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, Bryant K said that I was in the halftime show and that is all I saw. Their footwear each day in rehearsals was ridiculous. Adam was wearing the CDG Prestos at Wednesday's rehearsal and the upcoming Desert Or Air Max 90s on the Thursday.
Oh, nice.
Wait.
What?
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know Adam Levine was a sneakerhead.
I think he's a hype beast.
Okay. You see, he was wearing Supreme Boxers.
Supreme Boxers.
Yeah.
He's performing in Supreme Boxers.
And like, why isn't he getting in trouble for showing his nipples? Like, come on.
Yeah, I know, right?
Equality, guys.
Let the female do their thing. I mean,
free the nipple. Free
you
the
know nipple. What I mean? Yeah. Shoot. So now we're on to
that's cool though. He was in the halftime show. I'm just like I feel like we're Adam? Overlooking that. He was in the half. No, the whatever.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, that's Bryant.
Yeah, that's so cool, man.
Yeah, and he was literally repping Canada, bro. Yeah. Like, yeah. That's
crazy.
That's sick.
He needs to let us know how he got that gig because I'm trying to get that job too.
Yo, me too. Like, did they fly you out?
Was he like that hype man who was in the crowd?
He saw the rehearsals.
He was on the rehearsals too. Yeah,
he was probably in there. You know, he might have been part of the crowd.
Well, maybe he was like the hype people who were on the ground hyping it.
Oh yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
At Bryant K, if you listen to this, let us know, man.
Yeah, we'll bring it up next week.
That's
too.
Dope.
Damn.
Let us know how you got that job too, because we'll apply as well.
Are you hiring?
We can go as a crew.
Yeah,
we're as all the Canadian there. Crew.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So our sole discussion for this week, I called it Soul Insurance. This came up from a very unfortunate event that happened to our Kuya Kit.
To our guest this week.
Our very special guest, Kuya Kit. Mm-hmm. And essentially it's just, you know, having insurance for your kicks. And cuz, do you want to let the people know what happened, man?
Yeah, unfortunately, I wish I was here for in better circumstances. But this past, I think it was 2 weeks ago, my storage locker got broken into and 24 pairs of my Jordans, my Flyknit, my Ultra Boost 1.0s, were unfortunately taken along with some of our winter coats and luggage pieces were also taken.
Jeez, what?
So yeah, it was a sight to see for sure. Mm. For sure.
Did you have like an estimated value? Because I'm assuming you claimed it, right?
We claimed it, but right now actually it's going through investigation, so I'm not really sure if I could say anything.
Mm-hmm. True.
But I mean, if you guys do the math, like 24 pairs of shoes, just with just the shoes.
Just retail, yeah. Too.
Just retail. Yeah. You know, carry the one and all that.
Yeah.
I mean,
damn,
I'm not a mathematician, but that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. So,
sorry that happened, man.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, so we're kind of going through the process now and talking with the insurance company and the local authorities who have actually been really great. So
that's sweet. Good.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah, I thought it would be difficult, but
shout out to the Toronto Police.
Yeah.
Friends of the show.
So did you having place insurance on your shoes kind of help with the blow of, I mean, there's nothing can replace those sneakers, but they kind of help with that kind of blow of you.
Yeah, absolutely. Like as soon as I moved in, I mentioned to my partner, Aaron, I was like, look, you know, I'm going to be bringing some stuff here that might, you know, be like, you know, pretty expensive.
Mm.
And I gave her a dollar amount And she laughed, and I was
she broke up with you?
And,
no, she said yes, bro.
Yeah,
yes,
that's true, yeah. So she actually, she put me on her insurance and stuff, and she mentioned, like, the contents and stuff like that that was going to go in there, mm-hmm. and she upped her insurance as well.
Sick.
So, yeah, it was really cool, like, on her part to definitely do that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So you had insurance on the whole locker itself?
Or the whole locker, yeah.
But once you put the shoes in, you raised the deductible or whatever it is
to, we to accommodate. We upped the insurance policy.
Understand.
Yeah. Dang. Joel, Lawrence, have you guys ever thought of getting soul insurance?
I do, under the whole renters here. At the
house. You have
it? Yeah, I have it. So I'm pretty much covered as well. So,
like, for anything stolen, or
if you have, like, a flood, because your stuff's
gonna be, or damage too, it covers damage as well.
It's covered damage,
That's good.
Yeah,
to be honest, I would have rather it be like water damage versus like
gone.
Someone taking
knowing
it.
Somebody else is getting away with it.
Because at least you know you still have it.
Yeah,
you could never wear it probably. Cause, but at least it's there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The thing was too. The thing that was really messed up and really kind of like messed with my psyche was the person had left. They took like 3 boxes and then they were just probably thinking like, you know what? This is going to take us forever. So we'll just take the shoes out the box.
That's probably why they took your luggage.
Mm, they probably packed the shoes in the luggage.
Yeah. So when I got there, I was, you know, I got a call from my security and they're like, unfortunately, like your locker got broken into and I was on the road and I was just like,
did your heart just like,
I was just like, man, let me just get home. Let me just kind of like sort things out. So I just tried to get home. And then when I got home, I saw Erin there. She was kind of just kind of going through the storage unit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of walked over. I'm like, how you doing? And she's like, oh man. She's like, I'm so sorry. But it kind of, I didn't hit me until like I pushed some of the boxes and there were the boxes that I like really, really like, really, really cared about.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, oh man. So I pushed it. And then, like, I'm not even kidding you guys. I, like, just raged out. Like, there was, like, I smashed a bunch. Like, Erin had a, what is it? Her old, like, pieces of her old kitchen in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I smashed every single bit.
What?
Yeah.
Erin wasn't cheese, bro. No,
like, she just, she's trying to hold me back, but like, she understood.
Of course.
But I mean, yeah, that's when I went off. Man. It was kind of just like, I don't know. I'm not an angry person.
No,
I
guess, not at all.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just kind of like, when something like that happens, it's kind of like, you got to let it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't hold that in.
Yeah.
Now, was there any like surveillance cameras?
Unfortunately, they didn't catch the actual theft.
Mm-hmm. Elevator surveillance? Or
no, but they had the person, they caught the person when they were like leaving the back of our like, so our storage unit is kind of in another sister building kind of thing. So it's like adjacent to our building. Mm-hmm. So they have footage of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like license plate or whatever, or just
like people leaving with a bunch of shoes in their hand. Is that what they got?
I can't divulge. Many people were part of it. But there was footage of the person, we weren't the only ones that were hit.
Oh man.
Yeah. But it was good that it wasn't like sloppy. Like they had plastic bags in it. You can see like, you know, my shoes in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like they put it in like other people's like luggage.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, it was kind of just like, I don't know. I don't know if it's like closure, but I actually got more mad when I saw it, but it was just kind of like one of those things where, it was kind of just like, I don't know. It got me numb again. And
damn.
For sure, man.
Yes. Like, I've always considered it. Like, people have brought it up. But, like, I still live at home.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of, for me, like, different. I guess if I had my own crib, it would be like, like, I need to get something like this.
Yeah,
but,
have
like,
to, man.
A couple of years ago, maybe last year, actually, a couple of houses on my street got broken into. Like, on my street. Like, my dad actually caught somebody across the street breaking into a house and, like, called the police and, like, caught the person. But, like, when it hits that close to home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just the way that I have like my shoes in my bedroom, like it's kind of near a window, but like it's not. But if I don't know if you're at the right angle or whatever, if you can see inside, but like definitely shook me, man. Cause like, bruh, like I can't even imagine. Cause like I think you said, and I guess you can speak more to this, but it's not even at some point the dollar amount kind of fades and it's like the memory of each shoe. Each shoe, like the reason we're doing this, the reason we're not reselling is because each shoe has a story.
Yeah.
There's a reason you keep it in your collection. There's a reason, even though it's not in your actual condo, it's in your storage unit for a reason. Like you didn't get rid of it. So like, bruh.
like,
well, I use a storage room to kind of just like filter out like what,
like a rotation
kind of thing. It's not like they were just like
hiding
shunned it was kind of just like more of a rotation
but even still, like,
no, ever since I moved out, I definitely wanted to do it, but my sneakers are upstairs in the spare in a closet, but I still want to do it because, like, you never know, man. Like, there could be a fire, there could be anything. I just want to be able to not even buy the back, but just be able to have that value sort of come back to me somehow.
Like, even still, like, for same topic, like, I have some pairs, maybe like a dozen, two dozen pairs in my basement that, like you said, like rotational things that I'm not going to wear in the winter. And because this winter has been so, like, on and off, cold, hot, like snow, rain, everything, like, our basement actually leaked. And like, I came home and like my parents had like a basement guy there, and they were like mopping up the basement and shit. And the first thing I did was I sprinted downstairs, and luckily the pairs were like kind of on the opposite side. But I was like, oh my God, like, this is getting, you like,
could have possibly had an Arvin.
Yeah, that Arvin thing. Same thing. Like, bruh, like, I feel like it's just hitting it's so close to home.
It's heartbreaking, bro. Especially when you hear your homies, like my fat, like Keith's my actual family. When he texted me that, I was like, my heart broke, bro. Like,
I think I needed a couple hours to process, I think. So I found out like at 8 at night, kind of slept on it. And I think I hit up Alvin the next afternoon. And I remember because...
Send me a picture, bro.
So I had to take photos for like the police and stuff like that. And I was kind of just like, I took a picture and it was literally just like, it's the worst kind of like sight to see.
And have to document.
So I sent it to Alvin, and it kind of almost sounded like an Instagram rant, but I was kind of just like, you know, just saying like, you know, when you buy your pairs, you know, kind of just like make sure you're not just having it just to have it. Just like make sure you want to wear it and you want to, like, you love wearing
enjoying it.
Because, you know, unfortunately I had pairs that I didn't even wear. So that's like the tough part, because I had pairs there that I was like, I was going to wear like when I got married, or like when I got, you know, when I die. So then I was just like saying, I was just like, you know what, just buy something and just like love wearing it. Every opportunity, just wear it.
This is a bit of a wake up call, but like not one that we wanted to happen. You know what I mean? Like,
It's finding the blessing in disguise, I guess.
The
light at the end of the tunnel kind of thing. Because hopefully, like, fingers crossed, everything works out. Either they catch the guys and you can get them back, or you can get the money and hopefully try and reclaim some of the pairs. But like, at least you're looking at the bright side. That, like, that a lot. Because I don't know if I'd be seeing any bright side. Like,
That's rough. It's like the only thing you can do is kind of just go through the process and kind of just like talk to whoever you need to talk to, and you know, like insurance and like police and stuff like that, and just be super detailed. And I mean, I don't wish that on anybody.
Sure.
Not even like my worst enemy, but
All right, so let's kind of move on to a lighter note. let's move on to Keith's solography. So just a little bit more detail on Keith. He is a 5 foot, 8.5 sorry, he's a 5 foot, 8.5 inch purchaser of sneakers.
Five 5'8 is like...
So you're 5...
With hair. Hair included.
With your afro. He uses his hands to rub out bodily ailments on people. Hold on, he'll explain. He taught me how to be a player. I mean, gentlemen. Some people might know him as KD. His mom definitely calls him Kit. I've personally known him all my life.
That's a long time,
and
bro.
You guys, I'm old as fuck, I know. That means Keith's older, though. So
way older.
some of you guys might know him as at Mr. KT, and we all know him as Keith.
Cool, yeah.
Cause, you ready to answer some questions about yourself?
Ready for sure.
I mean, it might be hard because you're just talking about yourself.
There's no math questions like last week.
No promises, bro. No promises. So, how long would you say you've been in the game?
I don't know. It's hard because I kind of took a bit of, I would say, hiatus, but kind of just like hiatus due to financial things, you know?
Amen.
But I probably copped like my first, like, that I knew that was really dope pair was like the Air Up Tempos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See?
Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
Mr. Pippin.
He was influencing me before influencers even existed. So, okay, since you said you took a little bit of a hiatus, what brought you back?
Financial reasons, actually. To be honest.
Same reason that took you out?
Yeah. Well, throughout, like, high school and stuff like that, I was kind of just, like, looking for things that were more affordable for a high school student. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also, like, music influenced me. So there's, like, a lot of Air Forces in there. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you're trying to, like, mimic all the rappers and stuff. So, like, mm-hmm. Fabulous was rocking, mm-hmm. like, all-white Air Force Lows. Keys rocking all-white Air Force Lows. Fabulous is rocking Academics pants. Keys rocking Academics pants. You know, so, yeah. So a lot of the times it was, a lot of Air Forces. Actually, my boy, Mark Rockamora, wherever he is now, man, like, he kind of, like, influenced me to get back, because this guy was coming in with, like, Jordan 16s, like, Midnight Navies. He introduced me to, like, my very first, like, Saucony. This guy was coming up with some crazy, like, all canvas, like, pure red with a white swoosh, like, Air Force One. Mm-hmm. So just, like, some crazy stuff I've never seen. Mm-hmm. So him and I were kind of just trade shoes, like, all the time. He showed me my very first, like, Air Jordan 1 patent leather, like, the black and gold swoosh.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And thinking now, like, looking at how much those are worth. And I was, like, you know, running around TTC with them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's crazy,
jumping turnstiles. And
yeah. You know, like, and the thing is, too, like, I'm a size, like, 8.5, and those were, like, size 9.5.
Dang.
So,
I was there. You know, I was there, too.
So I'm thinking, like, because I'm going to grow.
Yeah, I was the same way, man. I was the same way.
Double sock, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
is that the Alex mentality, the Suji?
Yeah,
Suji
it'll fit one day. No matter what size it is, it'll fit one day.
Yeah,
oh,
so.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, right. Shout out to Mark Rockamora, man. Yeah.
Shout out to Mark.
Shout out.
You're on Instagram.
I haven't seen that guy in a while, so, mm-hmm. but. And then college came, kind of progressed to more like Chucks and Vans. I lived in those, and like Jordan started coming up like maybe like late, man, like maybe 2013.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alvin was crazy enough to start working at Foot Locker.
Mm-hmm. It's his fault. Yeah.
Yeah. So then it was kind of like my fault. So then first I bought like some, I don't know, Air Jordan 1 mid, like fat mids that
had the gray and the burgundy. The Neil McNeil color.
Yeah. And then a couple months after that, I was at the employee store, and then they had the Chicago ones, like 2013.
Mm-hmm. It was 2013.
And I bought those in a size 9.5.
One day. It'll fit one day.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that's what kind of started off again, like 2013 times. Yeah.
So let's take it back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What's your origin story? Like, what first got you into sneakers?
Before your first hiatus.
Before my first hiatus.
Before you came back, we're in the 4-5.
It
ain't to play games.
Anyhow, I was just going to say that. I think it was more like definitely like music influence, you know, like especially like, you know, watching like BET, mm-hmm. you know, you get to see like what, like Nelly had a song about J's. Nelly had a song about Air Force Ones, right? So it's just kind of just like, yeah, that's what kind of just, you know, pushed like the, unfortunately the money just wasn't able to cover it.
That's what pushed the passion.
This will push the passion. Yeah. Yeah.
You were kind of talking about this already, but like, what's your evolution, your sneaker evolution?
My sneaker evolution. Yeah. So, I guess like Air Force Ones, heavy and Air Force Ones, a couple J's here and there. College was more like, what's comfortable. I started dressing differently too. Like, gone were the boot cuts.
Mm.
Went to like the slim fits. So it started to look better with like slimmer shoes. So like Chucks,
Skater Boy,
Vans. And then I started copying like Jordans and stuff because I was at the employee store once and I saw this shirt and like they had all the Jordan shoes from like 1 to 14.
Yeah, probably.
And they were all like the like OG colorways and stuff like that. So then I was like, you know what? I'm going to get every pair that's on this shirt.
I feel like everyone's been at that point where you're I want every single Jordan.
And then you start getting older and it's like, you can't afford that.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not going to wear 9s.
Like, I'm not even going to wear those. Bro. Yeah. Why am I copping these like 15s?
Where am I going to wear 12s? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So then went out, I don't know, like hanging out with Alvin and stuff too. He'd show me all like the 6 sneaker spots and I've, we hit up some place in Hamilton, I think.
La Sed.
Yeah. You bought blazers. I bought P-Rod 2s. Like,
oh, my God, bro. That was boredom.
Oh, boredom, yeah. That's even way that was like, further back.
Oh, that was our spot. Oh,
I think that was just like stuff. First year of college.
Yeah, man.
And again, like because I wanted like the OG like Jordan stuff, like the P-Rod 2s that I bought were the Black Cement 3s. Those were 9.5 too. It was the last pair. And the craziest thing was they had Pee-Wees there. They had the Money Cats when SB used to sit.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Purple Dinos.
I got into Dunks too, like in college, because again, like they were slimmer before the fat tongue.
Yeah.
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 Damn. Do you still have those P-Rods?
I was able to get my actual size.
Damn.
So I gave them to my buddy Eugene, actually, because he's a 9.5. And huge. I honestly wore those like maybe 6 times too. So
because they were too big.
Yeah. Because
they
were too big. And then the Black Cement 3s came out, and I'm not going to declare how much pairs I got of those. So then I just gave it to Eugene. And I have like my P-Rods that are like my size too.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
True. Yeah. Man, when I was younger, I remember you and Queen Mike had... When the OG playoff 12s came out. Like,
yeah, I got those because of my brother Mike. Out. Yeah.
And I remember seeing you guys wear them, and I was just like, fuck. I looked down at my feet. I can't even remember whatever I was wearing. But, like, man, I was so envious. I was like, where's my pair?
That's probably how you sounded back then, yeah?
Yeah, exactly how I sounded. Jordan's.
When we were young, too, we used to switch shoes all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to, like, pretty much live with Alvin in the summertime, so we'd just, like, switch up shoes. Mm. But then...
Then
yeah.
My foot grew.
Yeah.
And Keith's did.
Yeah, Keith's did the same.
I was like a size 6 for like years.
All right. Now it's time for Lawrence's favorite part of Soulography. 21 questions.
Oh.
That's trademarked. Oh, yeah. That's trademarked. I'm coining that. I'm going to.
You should.
I'm going to go to
I
the
love it.
Trademark that's actually, board.
I actually laughed out loud when I heard that.
Did
last
you?
Week.
You yeah. LOL'd?
I LOL'd.
Did you LMAO?
No, I just went, ha ha.
Your ass did not fall off. Okay.
So first thing that pops in your mind.
It'd be quick.
Ready to go?
Quick.
Ready to go.
All right. Favorite silhouette?
Air Jordan 1.
Okay, true. Nice. Do you plug your nose when you jump into the pool?
I don't swim.
Ooh. Oh. Nice. Most you've paid for shoes?
I shouldn't share that, but let's just do this. I sold 2 pairs of Jordan 3s, plus I put money on top to purchase this pair.
I know
this.
What pair was it?
Yeah. Sean's.
Oh, yeah, I remember this one. Yeah.
We had the talk.
Fine. Yeah. Red or blue?
Blue.
Air or Boost?
Air for the looks, Boost for the comfort. So I pick Air though. I pick Air.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Crew socks or no shows?
Man, recently I've been rocking a whole lot of crew socks.
Yeah, that's the wave right now.
Yeah.
Weird. Original boxes or drop fronts?
Definitely original boxes. As I sit in this room, like,
oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Joel's basement.
It looks so good.
I love to see that.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Pineapple on pizza.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I mean, I know that, obviously, but not everyone else does. Jason Mark or Crepe Protect?
I've only used Jason Mark. True. Never use, Crepe Protect.
True. What else do you collect?
Nothing. I have a lot of clothes. You so
do.
I think...
Yeah, you do. You're horrible with that shit.
So if anything, that's going to be that.
Like, true.
It's going to be clothing, yeah.
Yeah, I think you have a pretty hefty Zana robe collection.
Your closet must be really big.
That's no. Before I moved in, with Aaron, it was just like, I came from two like closets and 6 drawers.
2 closets and 6 drawers.
Yeah. One closet and 1 drawer. So I had to purge a lot. Yeah.
Favorite pattern on a shoe?
Elephant print.
True. How many pairs? Ooh, I should have changed that one.
It's all good. You know what? It's all good.
They're coming back. So it's okay.
They're coming back.
Fingers crossed. I think I'm honestly though, but like even before the whole incident happened, I was trying to work towards like under 100.
Mm-hmm. True.
So yeah, I think I'm hovering around like 90 right now.
Oh, true. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is Kawhi staying?
Kawhi is staying if we
If there's an if. I knew there was
if.
There's got to be an if. Now it's about to be a 20-minute discussion.
Yeah.
Soft. Let's do this.
I think Kawhi is staying if we get another score.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. True. So you think we'll get AD?
Do you think it has to be a trade deadline score?
Yeah.
Or like trade? Do you think it has to be a trade deadline thing? Or you think it'd be an off-season promise? Like we're like, yo, we're going to get somebody. And he'd be like, all right.
If we don't trade anyone and we make it to game 7 of the finals.
He'll stay.
He'll stay.
How can you not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how can you like get to game 7?
Yeah.
And then not want to see what else you can do in
the Raps
next season?
Are tapering right now. I'm kind of scared.
I know, like, man.
They're playing right now. We'll see how they do.
But it shows you how big JV is.
For sure. Oh, for sure. But they just offered him up for a trade today. Did you guys hear about that?
Yeah. Well,
for who?
It was Lowry and JV for Mike Conley and Pau Gasol.
I heard about that too.
Marcus Gasol.
Oh, I saw that.
Marcus Gasol. I wouldn't mind Connolly.
I don't know about Gasol.
Yeah, we get hella old though, you know?
Yeah,
like, we'd lose our youth. I'd like, JV's not even 28.
He's 26, my age. Yeah.
So,
damn,
that's how I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
So Kawhi stays.
Okay. Yes. I like that. Yeah. I like that.
Positive answer. Energy.
Spell Scarborough.
B-O-O-N-I-E-S.
Yay. Shout out to Scarberia.
Oh man. Favorite sneaker store.
I don't know if you guys have been, but Haven, when they moved their location.
Their new location.
Which is 2 seconds away from my house. Yeah. It's nice. It's unbelievable,
it's
man.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a nice. Beautiful, beautiful spot. It's a nice spot. Beautiful spot. Yeah. So Haven.
Haven. Do you take your own sneaker photos?
I don't take sneaker photos. Like I do. Like I've taken photos of them. I just haven't. Like there is no documentation of it on social media.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Too scared. I don't know why.
Intimidating. Getting into that world.
Yeah, it is.
No, you're good, man. You're good.
Yeah, man.
We got you, bro.
Yeah. Automatic shout out on Canada Guns. Yeah,
sure. When you shoot a basketball, do you watch the ball or do you look at the net?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
If I shoot a basketball, I think I look at the net.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
I spin around and
I turn around and run away.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, chill, Steph.
I look at my own net.
And Clay Thompson. Jeez. Laces tucked or wait, what did I say? Oh, tucked in or tied in a bow?
Tied in a bow.
Longaniza or tocino?
Oh, longaniza.
True.
Hey. Longaniza.
True. Number one grill of all time or 3 pairs from your top 10?
See, it's hard. You know what? With this whole thing, I've been thinking about it.
You had a whole week and you still don't know the answer?
No, because it's just like, there's that second tier just before your grail.
Yeah, exactly.
True. So now
that's the top 10.
You know what I mean?
That's why. Top 10.
Yeah. So I think my answer will be like a top 3 from my top 10, even though people will say it's grail. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have been saying grail.
So you would rather top, like,
you would
to
three
have
of
all
your top 10.
Three of your
three
top
of 10. My top 10. Yeah.
Which 3 pairs would you choose from your top 10?
You're getting the special 21 questions. You're getting like 25 questions.
You're getting 21
questions.
21 questions. A. And explain. B. And explain your answer. Explain. And if no, please explain.
Well, right now, man, like I've had my heart set on like the Storm Blue Union collab.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, does this count? The Atmos Air Jordan 1 Safari pack. Does that count?
Oh yeah,
as one.
Why not? Yeah, that's a pack. Yeah,
that's
a pack.
Yours,
comes together.
Your...
Yeah, comes together.
Yeah,
man.
Take that.
And I don't know. My third one will be, you know what? A bread one that fits.
Well, you have bread ones that are 9.5.
I have bread ones that are size 8.
Oh man,
the other direction.
Yeah,
that hurts, bro.
So yeah,
you can still wear them, and they definitely won't crease.
They won't crease.
Your toes are bust.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
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 Okay, final
it'll
question.
It'll work. It'll work.
Just do it, man.
Call
take out the insole.
Aside.
Take out the insole. Won't be comfortable, but you can still look fresh as
for an hour.
Yeah,
for a solid hour. Yeah.
For a picture.
Yeah. For a picture. Yeah.
Finally, Apple Music or Spotify?
Spotify.
True.
Boo.
It's only because I can't afford like $15 a month.
It's not 15, is it? It's like $9.
It's $15
bro.
A month on a family plan.
Yeah.
Who are you paying?
We're not talking about Netflix over here.
Yeah, what?
I have an iPhone and have Spotify. It doesn't make no sense to me.
It's integrated into your phone, man.
See, what happened?
What happened was my other phone.
My other phone.
This is backed up from my old phone.
And if I wanted Apple Music, I'd have to
song.
Yeah. Oh man, so that was 21 questions. Good job.
Thank you, man.
That was good, man.
You passed.
You got 15.
You got almost more than half. You're good. Oh man. All right. So now you can think about this one. You don't have to like.
Okay.
You know. Name three things that you feel are essential to be a sneakerhead.
Three things to be essential. Man, I think storage space is key.
Storage space
is key. Get you a girl who understands like a passion for it.
That's number one, two, and three. That's to be honest.
Yeah.
Because if Eden, she didn't support you, bro. Yeah. I feel like she'd be gone.
Yeah.
Honestly,
you told her how much you need to insure for.
Yeah. And she stayed.
Yeah, and she stayed. Jeez. Yo,
she helped me move to my brother's place. Bro. And my dad's like, oh, he has a lot of shoes. And she's like, that's fine. It was like three cars worth of like shoes. And then my dad was like, are you sure you still want to stay with me?
And she's still here. Yeah. No, she said, yes, you're good.
We're still here.
Storage space, the girl, and just having the mindset that like doubling up is okay sometimes.
It is okay sometimes.
Yeah.
I've learned that.
What about tripling or quadrupling up, Keith?
I'm not quite there yet.
Oh man. So what would be your number one grail?
Yeah, my number one grail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What would it be?
I think my number one grail would be
what's something I can't afford?
You know what? Assigned JTH actually from the Super Bowl.
Jeez.
Ooh, nice.
So Lawrence has my grail.
Damn.
Y'all can talk.
Yeah.
Off air.
No, we can't talk still. No. Sorry. We can't talk.
For the record, like Lawrence actually hooked me up for that JTH release. So
I don't want to like open a wound if it's there, but did you get to keep that pair? Was it part of the incident? Or can you divulge?
It wasn't.
It's safe?
It's safe.
Okay, good.
It's safe.
I didn't know how to word that properly, clearly.
Yeah.
I just want but okay, was, I'm glad it's safe.
You know what? Like,
the brown one? Safe?
Brown one.
Bio beige?
Man in the
woods? Bio beige.
Oh, bio beige.
Threes?
Those are safe.
Okay.
Those are safe. Yeah. The ones I had down there were pretty much like all like summery stuff.
Okay.
Obviously the Flyknit stuff weren't going to be, were there. And like majority of like the white pairs of shoes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So.
True.
Those were a couple I was going to check on. I wanted to make sure those couple were okay.
Yeah, I did lose my Air Max 1, like OGs, and the blue pair.
Like the anniversary pair?
Yeah.
It's okay, bro.
Yeah.
We'll help you.
They're coming back. Uh-huh. They're coming back. The police are gonna barge in there.
Yeah.
And they're just gonna kick down the door and they're gonna be like, Keith, here's your shoes. They're gonna get on your door.
Well, no, the thing was too, like, so I mentioned the shirt earlier, right? So the ones that like hurt the most were like my Fire Red 3s.
The pairs on the shirt.
The ones on the shirt.
Yeah.
Oh.
The Fire Red 5s with the 3M tongue.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah. And there was something else. I can't remember.
The shirt pairs.
Yeah. The shirt pairs. Cause I was like, I have to have all those pairs.
Mm. Yeah.
Damn. Do you resell? And if you do, how do you do it?
I don't resell. I do try to, liquidate my assets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very business way to put it.
Yeah. I mean, and I use like third-party apps like StockX or I've used GoDap once actually.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do sell it, it's because I haven't used it and it's still DS. It's like been sitting in my closet for a year, and I usually end up giving it away for retail.
Mm. True.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. So, kind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I. Yeah, I'll ask it.
It's on the sheet, man. Go ahead.
It's on the sheet.
I know, I wasn't thinking when I wrote, and then I thought about it now, but I'm sorry. Any memorable purchases?
Like
sentimental purchases? I'm sorry.
Actually, just more recently, like...
Okay, good.
the JTH pairs, because that was like... the first pair, the Super Bowl pair. Yeah. Because I had no chance in that at all, and I somehow was able to fit in that lineup, and I got a pair.
And you bought me a junior chicken and ate it.
Tell me this story. Hold on.
So I'm at work in Ajax, and then Lawrence calls me and texts me. And I was like,
frantic.
Yeah. So I call him back, no answer. I was like, all right, cool. I'm like, hey, man, sorry I missed your call. He's like, hey, go to the Jordan store right now. Because they're going to be selling the Super Bowl pairs. I was like, okay. So I drove home. I took my time getting ready too. And I was like, if I see Lawrence, he's probably hungry if he's in line. I'm going to go stop off at McDonald's and get a junior chicken. So I call Lawrence. I see this line is massive. So I call him. Doesn't pick up. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm having a junior chicken.
Is the thought that counts?
And bio beige pairs. I mean, because that was cool. I lined up with my brother Mike. That was the first time he's ever lined up for anything. Mm-hmm. So, and we all got to hang out.
That was a good line. Yeah.
Fun. Doggy was there.
Yeah.
Spoon.
Yeah. Oh,
the squad.
Nice.
So, we know you mentioned elephant print, mm-hmm. but what other features of a sneaker are something that, once you see it on a sneaker, you're just like, oh, I need that.
Quality. Does quality count?
Oh, yeah.
Leather quality?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I agree.
Because I just recently saw a few pairs and some of the leather look plastic. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I just recently acquired the DMP pack.
Mm. Ones?
That's right. We were talking about those.
Yeah. And the leather quality back when they came out, was that 2009?
They're poo-poo.
Yeah, it's super plastic, and I'm like, man, these are going to crease. But you know what,
They look so much better when they crease.
Yeah?
Mm. Yeah. Especially those ones.
Yeah. That's my beater.
Crease. Even the Celtic one?
Yeah.
I haven't worn my Celtics that much, so I don't even know how it looks when it's creased, to be honest.
Ask Arvin, he has my pair.
Yeah? Okay.
They look good.
Cool.
I don't know. What's keeping you into sneakers right now?
I don't know. It's kind of just still the hunt for the OG colorways.
The shirt pairs.
The shirt pairs.
Yeah.
I even had some hot lavas and stuff, some OG Huarache colorways that I unfortunately lost. So I was kind of just I don't want to start copying pairs that are just different colorways. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get the OG pairs first.
True. Yeah.
So it started off with just the Jordans, and then I was like, what's Nike has to say, to say and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or even Adidas,
We like Adidas.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, I like Adidas.
So that's what I go for too. When something, a new technology is introduced.
You want the first one.
Yeah, it's kind of like the flagship colorway.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's why it hurt to see those go. Yeah.
It's okay, bro. Don't worry.
They're coming back.
Yeah, they're coming back. They're coming back.
Any future plans for Keith?
I'm getting hitched. Getting hitched this summer.
Oh, yeah, there is that.
There's that, yeah.
That small thing. We wanted shoe information, but that's cool too, I guess.
Well, he's locking down the girl who's in his top three essentials.
Yeah,
true. That's true.
You're not wrong.
You gotta get that.
That, and also I think I'm just gonna be... I'm gonna try to focus more on shooting, not only shoes, but kind of just shooting more stuff and posting more stuff. I feel like, I take a photo and post it maybe once a month.
A month, a year,
once a year.
Your annual post,
my annual post, yeah.
And it's usually when you're on vacation.
Yeah,
it's
usually on my vacation.
Up your back.
Yeah,
looking into the scene.
Yeah,
I don't like looking at cameras, man. I can't do that.
Well, if you're taking shoe pictures, you don't have to look at the camera. You can look wherever you want.
True. Yeah,
just saying.
I'm trying to just figure out what hasn't been done yet in terms of shoes and fashion, because I like both. You know, I mean, I want to show off the fit. I want to show off.
Well, look what Alvin's doing, man. Alvin's turned into a flash fashion blog over there.
For sure. So,
trying.
Doing some good stuff, bud.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just trying to find out a new angle to kind of just share.
Just think about it this way. Everything's been done. It's how you do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Correct. Do it
better. It's not the first idea sometimes.
Yeah.
It's always the second or third. Yeah.
Because literally, man, we've tried to do stuff. We've tried to think of stuff.
Yeah.
That's what hasn't been done yet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything's been done.
Yeah.
We're just doing it our way.
You don't need to do it first. You need to do it best.
Ooh.
High five.
Hey,
this guy's been dropping bars 2 weeks in a row. 2 weeks in a row. Yeah,
bars. Oh, man. I think that's it for Keith's solography.
Solography. I like that. That's cool, man.
That's what it was, right?
Solography.
Solography.
Is that what we're going to name our guests?
Sure.
So 21 questions in Soulography.
Yeah.
True.
Coined.
Coined. CGS said it first.
Yeah. You heard it here first.
Mm-hmm. Promos? One promo. So our homies in the YYC are holding their sneaker swap event on May 25th in Calgary. So make sure you check them out. Their Instagram is at YYC Soldiers. That's Soledierz. And also, sneak peek for you guys who listen to the pod. We're going to be holding a contest, for a 997 New Balance book.
It comes with like a poster. Did you open that poster?
It comes with a poster. That poster is sick. And some stickers, no?
And
stickers?
I think they're patches or stickers. Yeah, I didn't know.
Either way, they're lit. Yeah. We'll be posting that on our Instagram.
This week.
This week. Yeah, yeah.
It'll be possibly up by the time this airs.
I think by the time this airs.
Yeah.
So never mind. Sorry, guys. It's not a sneak peek, but.
It is a sort of.
You know, sort of.
You heard it here first. If you get the leaked version of this podcast, you heard it here first.
You got first dibs.
If someone steals my laptop, yeah.
Yeah. And that's it for promos, man.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Yeah. So, like, obviously, Keith, when you told us what happened, like, it sucked. Like, we were like, bro, like, I wanted to cry. Yeah, yeah. Like, he told us. I messaged you.
Yeah, you hit me up. Yeah, yeah.
And I felt like shit. So I talked to the guys and I was like, I'm just going to see if there's anything I can do. So if you want to turn around and open that box that's right behind you to your other side, like it's not much and it's not going to replace anything, but I kind of went through like my stocks just to see if there was anything that I could give up. And like I said,
there's four pairs in here, guys.
It's nothing crazy, but I know that you mentioned that you like lost out on some Flyknits. Mm-hmm. So that's, like a pair. I don't know. What is that one? That's a pair of gray and Volt trainers. There's also the original red and black racers in there.
Ooh.
And there's also the original
chlorine
ones. And then there's a brand new pair of Asics there as well.
University Red.
Yeah, that's what it was. And then Asics Gel Mai, because you're on your Ninja vibe, so I think you could pull those off.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely.
So, like I said, I know it's not much. I know it's not going to replace anything, but I just wanted to reach out a little bit.
No, I appreciate that, man. Thank you. Much course, love, man. Brother. Thank you.
If you were a 10 and a half.
If you were an 11 guy, you'd have stacks.
Hey, man. Oh, put on socks, you know. Double, triple, fine with the too big.
You know,
I'll grow into them.
That's awesome.
Dang, I appreciate that, guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, thanks for coming, bro.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Thank you for the invite. Thank you.
Hope you had fun. First of many, no?
First of many.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Sure. Regular guests.
Yeah. I'll be back. Yeah, for sure.
Lit. All right, guys. So thank you to everyone who has supported us and has been listening to our pod. Wherever you guys are taking in the episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. How many stars, guys?
Five.
Cinco.
Thank you.
Cinco.
We have a thing called CGS Talk on Facebook. It's where we put up, you know, reviews. Shango puts up his reviews.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People sell stuff sometimes. Mm-hmm. And essentially, we want it to be used to talk about sneakers. You can find that at facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. Hit up canigotskull.ca for all of our recent reviews. I have one for New Balance. Joel has one for the Air Max 720. Lawrence is going to have one for the
Westbrook 0.2.
Yeah. And hit us up. If you guys want to write about something, review something, hit us up.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Guest written stuff all the time.
We like ghostwriters.
Yeah.
But you won't be a ghostwriter. We'll give all the credit to you.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, hit us up. If you'd like to join us on True to Size, if you have any questions or suggestions for a fire round, feedback, shoot us an email or DM at shoot us a DM or an email at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. And don't forget to use our hashtag CanadaGotSoul for a feature. I've been Alvin Martinez. You can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You could find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3OsNEY.
This has been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
Mr. KT.
You can find me at Mr. KT on Instagram, and that's it.
His album's coming out. Did you guys hear that?
It's dropping.
It's dropped. It's called Key Sweat.
Hey. Keith. Oh my
god. I was six.
Oh my god.
Six.
Thank you all for listening to us talk about sneakers, and please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size, and we are CGS, and we are out.
Peace.
That guy,
he's the real Keith Sweat.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks for coming, man.
Thanks for coming, man.
Thank you for having me.